Blog Talk Radio.
I know who holds tomorrow.
possible we can keep it real with other things than Facebook. You can post on Facebook, keeping it 100. But are you really keeping it 100 with yourself? I mean, are you making it a personal thing? You can say it, but can you live it? We want you to establish something. You know, you can say keep it 100, but can you live it 100? Everything is so strong, and people miss out on the real important facts and stuff. We all know how to confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord. But the question is, can you live what you confess? We know that God sent his only begotten Son to make us whole again, but can you take up your cross? I just want to be the first to tell you that faith without work is dead, and that this walk is far from easy, but you got to get your faith off the unemployment line and give it a six-figure salary, a job that will get you out of debt, pay that bill, and get that Mercedes-Benz you've been looking for with the neon headlights. I also would like you to know that God sees your effort and don't give up. And know that if you feel as if you're alone, I'm yet praying for you, and know it's not over until God says it's over. Keep fasting, praying, and pressing toward the mark, because the more you say it, the more you're going to begin to live it. You have to ask God to create in you a clean heart and renewing you a right spirit. Let's make it personal. Clean me from the inside out. Give me that turnaround season. I want you to know on today to let God be that oxy clean, that fabuloso. Let God be a Mr. Clean. Make me new. I want to live for God and take out the old and bring in the new. The Bible says that all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no ways cast out. Do you want to change lives with God's word? I would like to leave you with this. Everything I have said on this evening is just a few ways to live a life pleasing to God. But the real way to live it is to read the manual from Emmanuel, be a fat Christian, which stands for faithful, available, and teachable. Not everyone is going to agree with what God has placed in your life on your plate to eat, but have trust and believe. You truly have to know what God wants you to do and how he wants you to do it. And there's only one way that you can do that, and that will have to be with reading your word and staying prayed up, because there are going to be some incidents where not everybody's going to agree with what you're doing. And I want you to know that I'm here for you. If you don't have me as a Facebook friend, please look me up. But my Facebook name is just first last name, Chris Carter. And follow me on Twitter if you need somebody to follow. Or if you just feel like you don't have a friend, you know, I'll be that friend for you. Dr. Carter 21. If you would like to get in on our conversation or tonight, just give me a call at 646-478-3300. That's 646-478-3300. I might sound a little sick on this evening, because I think around here in the studio, people are getting some type of sickness around here, so forgive me if I sound like I'm all congested and about to throw up, because I'm not. And I want you to know that, just know that there's always somebody there for you when you feel that you can't make it, because you always can. And it being, I just want to encourage a lot of people that you can do it. That's all I got to say, is that you can do it now. And to all of our listeners and viewers from the previous show, I know everybody, I've been getting text messages saying, why do you do so late shows? Because, you know, at the moment where I stand now, I can't really get a lot of stuff. But hey, you know, I'm still working with what God has given me. It's not, you know, it's easy. It's not easy, but it's easy. Once you begin to walk in your gift, you begin to realize what you can and cannot do. And just walk in it and realize that you can do what he says you can do. Keep it real with the God right here. Keep it at 100. Keep it at 10,000, 10 grand, whatever you want to say, however you want to say it. You can do it. You can do it. And I'm just talking, you know. I'm just talking, and I just want to tell you to keep it real with yourself. And not everybody's going to like it. The way you keep it real, you're going to lose a lot of friends, but hey, maybe it's time to let the people go so that you can move on and get the big things out of what God has for you, you know? Because, you know, some people can be holding you back from, you know, your big overflow, from your big overflow. People can hold you back from that. Not a lot of people think that, but it can be done. You can be held from receiving what God has, because there's a hold on your life. And you know, that's just that. So it's just, you know, you gotta really, really walk into something that you want it to be, you know. And I'm just talking. If y'all don't like the way I'm talking, you know, please forgive me for this real late. I gotta work tomorrow, so I got so much on my mind. And within 30 minutes, I can't get it all out. Make sure y'all join us tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a serious show at 11 o'clock. For all the DJs are going to be here. I'm pretty sure it's not going to be all of them, because I can never. So it's been a minute since I had all of them together. It's been like a real, real long minute since I've had all of them together. I'll say probably like early March was the last time I had all my DJs together. So that's going to be a good show on tomorrow. Is one where all of us are back together. March 5th, the last time we all were together. And, you know, it was one of those shows where, like, you know, Chris Kyder was just coming back from. If y'all don't know, I'm back when I was like 15. That's when I was young, maybe. Now it's Dr. Kyder, so it's a tremendous improvement from where I came from before and to now. You know, accepting Jesus as my Lord and Savior was a big part of that, because if I didn't, then, you know, would I be alive today is a major question that a lot of people ask, and I ask myself. You know, I could be on the streets. I wouldn't be in college. I just finished up my first year, full year of college, you know. I wouldn't have did that, knowing and being where I was back then, coming into now. I wouldn't be, I doubt I graduated from high school. You know, a lot of people don't know, but Chris Carter hasn't always been saved, and that's why a lot of people don't tell me a lot of stuff, because they think I haven't been through. But I've been through to get to where I'm at now. Like I said before, this wasn't easy. You know, this wasn't like, oh, okay, I'm here now, and I didn't go through nothing. I had to go through some stuff to get here, and I'm still going through, you know, to finish it off. And, we're getting ready to start a foundation to helping bring in a lot of stuff from the outside and bringing it into the inside, you know. So if you want to support that, please give me a call, and we'll give you all the information you need to do in order to do that. This show does have a website. It's not broadcast like I want it to be, because I don't like it. A lot of people tell me it's real good, but I don't like it. So, other people tell me it's good. Go check it out, and y'all tell me what y'all think. www.wix, which is wix.com/Chris Carter Show/Growing Tree. That's wix.com/Chris Carter Show/Growing Tree. And check that out for me, all right? And we'll go from there. If y'all like it, I'll keep it up. But if I don't get it, you know, if everybody tell me that something can be changed, or, you know, then I'll redo it or whatever. But make sure y'all just do that. If y'all want studio time, get in contact with me on that also, because what I'm trying to do is, my dream building is like just 3 times bigger than the Potter's House, which is Bishop T. Jicks church. And my dream building is like 3 times the size of his church. And like, that's not even talking about my sanctuary church, you know. So we talking on a whole other level. So, we gonna make it happen. Cap catchphrase. Make sure y'all continue to pay attention, because I do give away prizes. Once I start getting the support I need, man, everybody will be listening to the Chris Carter Show. It's gonna be crazy. I mean, I got the people who were with me and be like, man, I was listening to the Chris Carter Show before he was even in cars or on the airplane or what have you. I was listening to him while he was on the computer. I was just like, I've been a big supporter of him since day one. Those are the ones I want to, encourage. And, he the reason why I'm at where I'm at now. It wasn't because of me. It was because of him, you know. And I wanted to be known that, you can do it. You can do it. A lot of people are getting so discouraged because people are telling them that they can't do it. Well, I'm here to tell you otherwise. You can. Don't give up. Continue to walk and continue to keep your head up. A lot of people are making you hold your head down. Well, I want to be the one to tell you to use your enemy as footstools and build up on them. And then when they see you at the top, you'd be like, look, I told you I was going to be up here. You wanted to take me as a joke. And if people don't wait around for people, if people don't want to hop on your train to the millions and riches, then let them go. And move on and find somebody who do want to be on the train for the millions and riches. Not everybody going to want to be on your train for millions and riches. I try to get people hired all the time with internships. I even, you know, and a lot of people don't believe it. I know some people that know some people that know some people. And those people, you know, when they help you, if I give you their information, I expect you to stick it out with what I gave them, you know what I mean? And I just want y'all to know that, you know, I have so many job opportunities. If you need a job, just hit HMU, is what they say, HMU. And I'll be glad to hook y'all up with whatever y'all need. But, you know, you can't tell me you need something, and then when I go and get a work out of my ways and everything to get it for you, you don't even accept it, you know what I mean? And you tell me that you don't need it. I mean, yeah, that happened a couple of times. I'm not naming no names or nothing, but, you know, I just don't want you to do that, you know. Expect, you know, tell me you want something from me, and then when I go out of my way to do it for you, you don't even accept it. Yeah, I know. So much to take in. I would like to leave you with a quote. And then I want to leave you with a story. The very man who has argued you down will sometimes be found years later to have been influenced by what you said. You gotta know for yourself that what you said is true. That's what keeping it real comes from. If you will keep it real, make sure what you said is the truth. Don't make something up. And then people believe what you said, and then they believe what you said, and they come out to them believing what you said, and it didn't even come to pass, or it wasn't true, it's false, it was a false statement. My ASVAB test, which is the test for the military, says, you know, counterfeit. I was getting ready to say profit, but it's counterfeit. And all of that, you know, we call it counterfeit and fake. I enjoy it, you know. And don't be fake. A lot of people, don't be fake. Don't be fake. Don't be counterfeit. Be who you are. Don't be Barack Obama. Don't be Ray Lewis, don't be Kim Kardashian, don't be all of them, be you, because maybe you never know, you could come out on top of all of them, and your name will be the next big one in Hollywood, or you will be the owner of the New York Knicks, or what have you, and it'll get so, you'll be so freaking, you'll be overwhelmed. Like last show I said, you'll have so much that you won't even have room to receive it. I want y'all to have that toy. Like, man, you got room to receive what God is getting ready to do for you. It's just so big what he's getting ready to do. And, I just want you to be successful, just like what you think I am. You think I'm successful? Nah. I still got a lot of work to do before I get up there. But hey, y'all make sure that whatever goes on, you do it. It is so much easier to walk by faith when you have another to agree with you and stand by you. It can be done together with, even if thousands of miles apart, remember to agree as touching anything. So I say, Martin, be moved and out of my way. God has a great blessing waiting for me behind that mountain. and I hear him say, y'all press on. That'll be on Facebook tonight. Just be looking forward. That will be on Facebook tonight. But you got to make sure that you don't let Facebook take over and replace, you know, God. And, yeah, I can be on Facebook, but that don't mean I'm going to let it take me over, you know. And being a grown man of God, you sometimes, I mean, I don't know about all the other ministers and all of that. I'm pretty sure I'm going to speak for Chris God. I stray away all the time. And it's ridiculous when I do it because I feel so bad about doing it. I know it ain't a good thing, but when I stray away, you know, there's only one person that moves. God ain't going nowhere. And I just want you to know that if you moved, all you got to do is go back to where you moved from, because God is moving. So just go back from where you left off, and when you return unto it, you will realize that, dang, I was the only one that moved. Out of this whole thing, I was the only one that moved. This semester's over, but we had an awesome time with Bible studies on Mondays and Thursdays. Beautiful lessons coming out of all of that in so many ways. And we just truly feel overwhelmed in knowing that, you know, we're not the only ones walking, and, you know, that's not perfect, you know, because you may feel, you know, people try to come off as so perfect, and, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm Mr. Big Shot, and can't nobody hurt me, just, you know, I'm all preppy and too high for you. My title told me I was higher than you, so I'm going to show you how high I am and how low you are. It's just that serious. Like, people are really getting in the flesh and letting the flesh destroy the kingdom of God. And we don't want that. We don't want that. We're here to build a kingdom and not destroy it. And with this self-pityness and always trying to be bigger than such and such and all of that, you got to realize that it's more serious than that. It ain't about you. It's about God and His Lord and His Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the sins part. Who died on the cross for our sins. And we are washed clean of the blood, you know, and to have life and have it more abundantly. It's just so tremendous to know what He has done for us and how He has done it for us. And we just feel and we just look over what He's done for us and take it for granted what He did for us. Not all of us, but some of us. And I truly, truly thank you. Once again, please join me on tomorrow for a special show on tomorrow where all of the DJs will be back in on tomorrow. So please catch me on tomorrow. All right, sir, ma'am, and sir, y'all have a blessed night. And to God be the glory. Join me tomorrow. Remember, I love you with the love of God. And there's no other love.